Teachers and parents will try almost anything to motivate students. Some schools even award cash for a job well done. But now a website goes to another level and lets college students bet on their grades, high or low, with wagers starting at $25. The founders of Ultrinsic argue the venture is a high-tech motivational tool. Some critics call it online gambling. Others worry it will mean even more grade grubbing in college. So, students, parents, teachers, is it a good idea for students to bet on grades? 800-989-8255 is the phone number. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Jeremy Gelbart, co-founder of the Ultrinsic.com, joins us from our bureau in New York. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Neil.
And how does this work?
How does it work? Well, I'll tell you how it started. It started about 3 years ago. The co-founder and I, Stephen Wolf, we were hanging out on a Sunday afternoon, and I had an exam the next day, but I didn't want to study because we were having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So he said to me, "Jeremy, if you get an A on the exam, I'll give you $100. But if you don't get an A on the exam, I'm going to give you you have to give me 20." So I took him up on the offer, and I said, "I'm going to go take a hike and study. So I'll see you later."
Mm-hmm.
So I went. I studied for the exam, and I got an A, and I got the $100. So at that point, we realized that this is a great incentive for students. So how could we go ahead and bring this to every student in the nation and internationally?
And
so, yeah.
Go ahead. And then you started where?
So we started this was 3 years ago, but we started our operations last fall in New York University and University of Pennsylvania. And it was pretty successful. We had about 600 students that started using the program. And now we just launched in 34 additional schools throughout the nation.
And online gambling is illegal in this country, so this is called something else?
Yeah, these are incentives. It's, the definition of gambling is generally accepted as a game of chance. And, grades are based on evaluation of the student's skill in that class and how well they did. So there's no chance in it's a game of skill if you'd have to classify it one way or the other.
So you evaluate the bet. If Albert Einstein Jr. Gets on your website and says, "I think I'm going to ace Math 101 or Algebra 101, you might tell him that's not much of a bet.
He's probably going to get an A anyway, so he doesn't need an incentive. So obviously, our calculations are based on the student's expected performance, and we all the probabilities are generated in a way that the students get rewarded only when they improve their grades from their expected performance.
And so you have to have a fair amount of information about each one of these students.
We try to get as much information as we can that will provide the student with the best incentive, because as incentive works, they all have to be customized. If you're talking to a D student, to give him a certain money if he gets an A is not really an incentive, because it's very unlikely to affect that student. But what we could do is we could actually provide that D student with an incentive to get a B, because it's customized.
Jeremy Gelbart, co-founder of Ultrinsic Motivator Incorporated. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. Students, teachers, is this a good idea? Let's go to Dan. Dan with us from Rehoboth in Delaware.
Hi. Yeah, it seems to me, at least my initial opinion, is that this is a negative. It's going to encourage students to bet low, to aim low, and to make the lowest possible they can, to be certain they can meet their obligation with the site or whatever it is. As I was on hold, I heard that you actually try and customize to the student, getting information on the student, but I'm not sure how far that can go. And are you really able to say, as a student who is on the verge of a B or a C, why would you not bet C, hope to not succeed? And am I going to make more by doing better than what you give me, or how does it work?
Well, let me explain a little bit the way it works. Is that a student comes to our website and they create an account. They put in their GPA and their past academic history, the grades that they've received previously, unless they're a freshman or a transfer student, of course. And then based on the classes that they're taking this semester, they can create various types of incentives. For example, let's say I'm a C student and I'm taking Math 101. And I'm shooting for a B plus or higher, right? So then, and I want a $100 incentive to get that B+. So we'll go ahead and calculate how much a student has to put down and contribute towards the incentive and how much we'll contribute. So for example, that C student trying to get a B+, we might say, okay, we'll contribute $50 to the incentive and you contribute $50. And that's a $100 incentive. So if they get the B+ or higher, then they get the whole $100. And if they they're rewarded with an additional 50.
But if they get a B-?
And if they get a B-, then they don't get the reward. But then again, they still haven't had improved because they are a C student.
And you get to keep their 50.
Yes.
Okay. So you're trying to balance, like any bookie, you should excuse the expression, you're going to be trying to balance your book, so you're going to win in the long run.
Well, right now we're not focused on the profit margins and trying to get whether how much percent we're going to win versus the student's going to win, because we're just focused on getting the concept out there of incentivizing students in this manner. And, you know, down the line, we do have various types of ways to make money from this venture. But we see, in general, that if we could incentivize students 5% more than they are now, or 10%, we're going to create a lot of value in the economy in general, and we have ways to extract some of that value for ourselves. For example, other services other services such as book sales or something like that.
Thanks very much for the call. To use the perhaps unfortunate analogy of a bookmaker, the typical way is to charge 10% extra on a losing bet called vig or vigorish. So you wouldn't do that?
No. Right now, we're not doing that.
Okay.
But it would make sense. Let's say down the line where we said when we go ahead and come out with numbers and proving that this is this incentive model, it would only be fair if we could incentivize students to improve their grades, they should pay for that. How would they pay for that exactly? You know, there are various ways, whether the statistics are in the probabilities are in our favor or their favor. However it is, there are ways to profit.
Oh, and I forgot Dan's other point. Is it possible to hedge your bet and bet on a low grade?
It's all basically the way it works is that we have something called grade insurance, where students can actually, if they could say, I want to get coverage. If I get an F in my class, I actually want to get paid out. But we're very careful not to incentivize students to do that. They can't go ahead and take a class and bomb it and then get like $100,000. This is only like, let's say, you know, a student's putting down $1,000, even in the least expensive schools, they put $1,000 and 3 months of time and to do well. That at the end of the semester, let's say something happened right before the final exam and then they did do poorly, they can get some sort of, you know, maybe $100 as almost a consolation prize of, okay, I didn't do well. But, you know, maybe I could help buy books for next semester or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the $25 is the minimum bet. How much can you bet?
The maximums are basically in place according to per student. It varies based on how well, you know, what type of student they are and what incentives they've created. But the way we look at it, you could probably win a few $100 at least in this semester for the schools that we're in. But as we learn more about the schools and how the incentives affect the students, we're going to be increasing that the student could win over the course of the whole year over $2,500.
So you're talking about relatively small amounts of money. If a young student John Rockefeller wanted to make an enormous wager on his sociology class, that's not what you wouldn't be asked to cover a $10 million bet.
No, I mean our focus is just as a student's focus should be, and most students are, is that really the investment is in school, and the fact is that some students are paying $40,000 a year in order to get a good grade and get a good job and learn. So that's a big bet. We're not making the bet bigger than that. But we're just trying to actually make the incentive more short term, rather than 4 years down the line I'm gonna make some money by getting a good job. We're making the incentive at the end of the semester, I'm going to get $100, $200. It's more of a psychological, has more of a psychological effect than value proposition.
Well, let's go next to James. James with us from Tallahassee.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a student at Florida State currently, and I just think that this idea is fantastic because I've always been a student that's more interested in the knowledge gain than necessarily if I get an A or a B, but I think that this could change that, definitely. And I think it's a fantastic incentive. And my only concern is the legality of it, considering that it is pretty much gambling.
Has anybody questioned the legality, Jeremy?
People have questioned the legality, but more because they don't know how to categorize it, and it's a new idea, rather than whether it actually is legal or not. Because we went ahead and got legal opinions from very well-respected lawyers, and who've told us that this, in the form that we're doing it, this is completely legal, because it's based on its skill. I mean, if you were to say that this is not skill, then you'd have to say that grades are ambiguous. And then school is gambling too, because you're paying a lot of money. You're putting down money. What happens if you don't learn and you don't get, and the grades are you get any grade that the teacher wants to assign to you? So it's definitely skill.
Okay. That's
yeah, but I guess, yeah, and in Florida, so hopefully we'll come to Florida State soon.
All right, cool.
Thanks, James, very much for the call, and good luck with your grades, James.
Thank you.
We're talking with Jeremy Gelbart, co-founder of Altrinsic Motivator Incorporated, a site that lets students gamble on their grades. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go next to Bernard. Bernard with us from Sacramento.
Hi, Neil. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a teacher in the Northern California, Sacramento region, and my concern is not so much the gambling aspect, which is a whole other discussion, but it's the behavioral change that we're leading students down that particular path that is a major concern, because they're not focusing on the journey of getting the education and understanding the learning and then being able to apply it. They're focusing on the grade, and what we see today is that there's way too much probably focus on the grade as it is. Now they're going to be incentivized monetarily to go after that grade, and I don't know that that makes a really good combination in the education arena.
I think the practice is known as grade grubbing. Is that right, Bernard?
Correct.
All right. Does this encourage grade grubbing, Jeremy Gelbart?
For those students that are grade grubbers, if that's the right word to call them, that already exists. And what we're doing is would not increase that, because, as I said before, there's already that incentive in there, because to go ahead and go tell your teachers, I want a better grade. I need it because I need to get into this graduate school or this job. But we don't think it's gonna increase that. Because let's say if you take it, and you mentioned that certain students are already focused on their grades, but like take the example, like for me, I was in I was in school, I graduated fairly recently, and I love learning, I love my classes, but there were some times that I had to stay up all night and study for an exam, and that's not learning. I enjoyed the classes, but that's, you know, that's like studying for an exam, and that's where every student needs that extra push and put that extra incentive. But I hear your idea of that, the whole idea of grade, maybe the whole idea your students really should be learning for the sake of learning. But you know, there's that reality that they do need an extra incentive. You know, everybody does. You know, needs an incentive.
But I think what he's saying might be an extra incentive to go up to the professor afterwards and say, "How could you give me a B?"
Right, exactly. And it's more not learning for the sake of learning. It's learning for the sake of application. You know, when you look at the Internet, the fast pace by which we operate today, this just appears to be another way to shortcut or circumvent the system, when in essence we need them to focus on, okay, there are certain elements and expertise you need to gain in order to be successful and productive out in the workplace.
The way we look at Altrinsic is it's a tool for students and for professors. You know, it's the professor's responsibility to create a curriculum that actually, you know, teaches, or the professors and the schools to create a curriculum that will actually help the students learn. But this is an extra motivational tool, just as grades are themselves. I mean, if you look at, you know, the name Altrinsic that we came up with, we recognize this is the name is derives the etymology that we actually created. We take ulterior motivations to create intrinsic love of learning and a love of knowledge. So we know this is an ulterior motive. But we think that when they would have a choice between going ahead and partying versus going to study for the books, they're going to choose to study for the books because they're going to get the extra dollar. And then when they say, "Oh, look, I actually like this astronomy. I'll be an astronomer." Yeah. So that's what we think. We recognize that students aren't necessarily always focused on school, but they need that extra incentive,
Bernard,
in order to get that learning for the sake of learning.
Bernard, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Neil.
All right. And let's see. We go. I think we can get one more caller in. Mickey. Mickey with us from Detroit.
Hi, it's Mikey.
Mikey, excuse me.
Yeah. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I'm a sophomore in college now, and my biggest problem with high school was that the grades were more reflective of jumping through hoops, how much homework you did, and it was very much just how much, you know, small work you did. It didn't have as much to do with what you were learning. And what I like about college is that the grades seem to be a lot more reflective of someone actually getting the subject and someone actually learning it. And then I think this whole incentive program puts off a whole disconnect between the learning, and it just becomes studying and rote memorization, which, you know, might be good on paper, but, I mean, I don't think it really improves anyone's chances of actually learning the topic or, you know, applying whatever subject it is they're betting on.
Well, maybe not you, but I don't think it's anybody's going to force anybody to go on this, and it might work for some people, Mikey.
Yeah, but the thing is, it just creates a giant disconnect, and the thing is, you know, you get an A in a class, you get a couple hundred dollars or whatever, cool, but you don't actually learn the subject necessarily, and you might not actually be able to apply it.
Well, an employer might think an A was better than a B in any case. But, Mikey, thanks very much, and good luck in school.
Yeah, thank you.
And Jeremy Gelbart, thank you very much for your time today. Jeremy Gelbart.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Neil.
Jeremy Gelbart, co-founder of Ultrinsic.com, a site where students bet on their grades. He joined us from our bureau in New York. Tomorrow, the legacy of Martin Luther King. Talk show host Glenn Beck plans a rally this weekend on the anniversary of King's I Have a Dream speech from the same spot. We'll talk about what lessons you draw from Dr. King's life and work. Join us then. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.